shiur is a Masechet Chagiga on Daf Chaf Hey. We will begin with the Mishnah near the bottom of Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned the 11 milas of Kodesh over Truma. In this Mishnah, we will begin to learn the milos of Truma over Kodesh. Begins the Mishnah. Chomer b'Truma. There is a chumra mila in Truma. Shebi Yehuda nemonim altaris yain v'shemen kol yumois hashana. That in Yehuda, the Amaratzim, as Rashi explains, are believed on the tahara of wine and oil the entire year. However, that is not the case with Truma. Why were the Amaratzim believed that the kalim which contained the yayin and shemen were tohar concerning Kodesh a whole year? So the Chazon Ish explains, and we're going to see this numerous times in our Mishnah, that there were actually two reasons, and that each reason alone would not have been sufficient for the Chachamim to trust the Amoraites. The first reason by Kodesh why the Amoraites is believed is because we're afraid that if we will not believe the Amoraites, perhaps the Amoratzim will go and build their own Beis Hamikdash and bring their Karbonis to that Beis Hamikdash. This is something we want to prevent, and therefore we did believe the Amoratzim that Legabi Kodesh, the Yayin v'Shemen were Tohar. A second reason is because we have the concept of Amos HaKodesh, that even an Amoraites has a fear for something of Kedusha. And the Chazon Ish explains that the real reason, the Ikar reason, is the first Tam, because we're worried that the Amoratzim would build their own Beis HaMikdash. But it would not be for the second reason, that they have some trust because of Amos HaKodesh, the Chachamim would not have believed the Amoraites just because of the first reason. So it's a combination. You need the two reasons together. As Rashi points out, the Gemara will explain why it is specifically in Yehuda, and would seem in Golil, the Amoraites would not be believed even for Kodesh an entire year. We'll see this further in the Gemara. However, this is only Gabi Kodesh, but Gabi Truma, the Amoraites, are not believed. They don't have an Amor for Truma like they do for Kodesh. Continues the Mishnah, Ubishas Hagitois Vabadim, and as the Rashi on Daf Chof Hei Amid Aleph, the last Rashi of our Mishnah, the second line says, Gitoi Shal Yayin, that's the wine press, and Badim Shal Shemen, the olive press is called Badim. So at the time of the wine press and the olive press, at that time, as Rashi says, Hakol Mataren Eskaleyem, that all of the Chaverim, those who are not Amoraites, everyone is Mataren Eskaleyem, including the Amoraites. They follow the lead of all of Klal Yisrael that are Mataren Eskaleyem at the time when the new Truma is going to be given. So then the Amoraites are believed to say that the Keli is Tohar, even for Truma. And once again, the Chazon Ish says that it's a combination of two reasons. Reason number one, because everybody's being Matar their Kalim. So we assume, very possibly, that the Amoraites are doing it as well. And reason number two, when is most of the Truma given? At that time of the wine press and the olive press, the new Truma is given, and if we're going to not trust the Amoraites, it'll come out a hefsid for the Kohanim, for the Chaverim Kohanim. And therefore, a combination between the two reasons, at the time of the Gittes and Badim, we do believe the Amoraites even on Truma as well. Continues the Mishnah, Avru Agitus Vabadim, if the time of the wine press and the olive press passed, And they brought to a chaver, the Amoritz brought a barrel of wine, shel truma, of truma. The din is, the chaver should not accept this barrel from the Amoritz, thinking that it's tohar. Once the wine press season is over, he cannot anymore trust the Amoritz. He can't believe him that it is tohar. Continues the Mishnah, Avol Manicha, but the Amoritz can leave it, Legas Haba, until the next wine press. And even though the Chavr knows that this came from the last wine press, the Chachamim at the time of the Gittos were not Geyser, and therefore, next year, or the next time during the year where there is a wine press, the Amoritz again is believed, the Chacham were not geyser, and therefore he can even give the Chaver something that came from the last wine press. Continues the Mishnah, V'im Omer Loi, if the Amoritz says to the Chaver, Hifrashi L'tocha Revi'is Kodesh Nemon. If he says that not only is there Truma in here, but I intend to separate a Revi'is of Kodesh, this will be through Breira. Once I get to the end of the barrel, whatever's left, there will be a revius of Kodesh. So then he's believed even on the Truma, as Rashi says, the Migui, the Nemana Kodesh, Nemana Truma. Since it would be a bizoyan to consider that this wine is considered Tohar, this wine could be brought for Nesachim on the Mizbeach. And yet, L'gabei Truma, I will consider it that it's not acceptable, that it's Tameh, it'll come out, that the Kodesh is mixed together with Yain, and that's Tameh L'gabei Truma. So I say no, since the Amoritz, L'gabei Kodesh, is Neman, he's believed also L'gabei the Truma. Continues the Mishnah, Kadi Yain v'Kadi Shemen, if you have barrels of wine and barrels of oil, as we turn to Daf Chof Hey Amid Aleph, Hamid Dumois that are mixed together, and Rashi says the top line, V'hashlem Ashmashal Tevel Truma V'chol Muravin. This is Tevel, the Gemara thought, and the Havim in the Pshat in the Mishnah is that you have Trum and Chulin mixed together, and he's going to separate Trum, and what's going to be left over is Chulin. But the Maskon of the Gemara is that he plans to separate Kodesh as well, then the halacha is, Nemonim, the Amoritz, are believed, Aleihem, Bishas, Hagitas, Rabadim, at the time of the wine press and the olive press, the Kodem, Legita, Shivim, Yaim, and 70 days before the wine press. So here we have a third time period. When it came to the beginning of our Mishnah by Kodesh, we said that the Amoritz are believed in Yehuda for the Tahara of Yayin Vishem and Kol Yomai Shoshana. When it came to Truma, we said they're believed only at the time of Gittes and Badim. And here, where he plans to separate Kodesh from this barrel, then the Amoritz is believed at the time of the Gittes and Badim. He's not believed the whole year, but he's not only believed during the Gittes and Badim, he's also believed 70 days before. Because that is the period when people begin to start being Matar their Kalim. As Rashi says, Shivim Yoyim Adimim Latar Kalim. There's people who do it early, and they don't wait for the wine press, they already start 70 days before. So, first of all, let us explain why, in fact, since we're dealing with Kodesh, why is the Amoritz not believed a whole year round? The answer is that at the beginning of the Mishnah, we were speaking about where the Keli had actual Kodesh in it. Then he's believed because of Amos the Kodesh a whole year round. But here, there is no actual Kodesh. It's only that he plans to separate it for Kodesh. So there is a certain Amos, but it's not the same Amah, it's not the same fear of regular Kodesh. So therefore, we don't say that he's believed on a whole year round. But we give him 70 days before. It's not as little as Truma. Truma we only believe in at the time of the Gittais and Badim. And the reason for that will be because, as we mentioned before, the Amoris is believed for Truma because of the Hefsid for the Chaverim Kohanim, who would lose out from the Truma if we would say it's not Tor. So that's one of the reasons, one of the two reasons why we believe the Amoretz. That reason applies at the height of the season, which is at the crush, at the time of the wine press, at the time of the olive press. Only then do we have both reasons. Here, where we're speaking about Kodesh, so Ein Echanami, as we explained, we can't give him the whole year round, but we give him more than Truma, we give him 70 days before, because he does have some Emes HaKadosh, and people are already nohag 70 days before the wine press to begin to do it. So we could say that the Amoritz also did it starting 70 days before. So again, as a combination of the two reasons, that we have the Emes HaKadosh, and people are also doing it as early as 70 days before. We wouldn't do it for one reason alone, but for a combination of both, we would do it. And since it's dealing with at least a potential Kodesh, we don't give them a whole year round, but we give them at least those 70 days before. And this is more than Truma, which we only give them Gittos and Badim. Begins the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda in the Begololai. We can be medayik from the Mishnah that the Amoritzes only believe in Yehuda and not in Golol. Ask the Gemara, my time, why should the Amoritz not be believed for Kodesh? Even in Golol, we have both reasons, namely that the Amoritz may build their own base of Migdash, bring their own Karbonis, and also there's Amos HaKadosh. So why don't we believe them in Golol all year round? Amar Resh Lakish, or Resh Lakish answered, Mipnei Sheretzur Shel Kusim Avsekes Beineyem. Because you cannot transport, as Rashi says, even Chaverim, who would want to bring wine and Shemen from Golol to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is in Yehuda. And between Golol and Yehuda, there is a strip of land which belongs to the Kusim. The Kusim were a people who there was a question whether their geirus was a proper geirus or not, because they only became geirim because of a fear of lions. So some consider them geiri emes. Some said they're geiri aroyas only because of a fear of lions and a real geirim. At the end, it was found out that they were oiv de'avad zor, they served a bird. And they were considered like goyim mamish. So these kusim who live on the strip of land between Gaul and Yehuda, they go into the Gzeira, as Rashi explains, of Eretz Amin. Mid Araisa, we are not worried about the fact that in the Goyish lands, the ground is not marked with many places without a stone. We don't know where the corpse lies. And it could be that a person walking the Eretz Amin is walking on atzamas of a mace, on bones of a mace. So the Rabbanim were geyser. Midrash, you don't have to worry about it, but the Rabbanim were geyser, Eretz Amin, that the person is considered tame if he walks there. A later Zera said, not only if he walks there, but even if he is carried through the air. So since the Kusim are considered goyim, and they are between Gol and Yehuda, so even a chaver would be unable to transport oil and wine. So forget about Amoritz, even chaverim, we can't use their oil and wine. Therefore, the Mishnah did not discuss the status of Ami Haaretz from Gol, they only discussed the status of Ami Haaretz from Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, V'nesev B'shida Tevo Migdol, why can't you transport the oil and wine through a shido, which is a chair that is carried in the air, or a teva, a box, or a migdal, a tower, and that will be chotzeitz from the tumah. That will be an oil to be chotzeitz from the tumah. It will not penetrate into these vessels. And even though l'chora, an oil is not chotzeitz mipnei hatumah, because the oil itself becomes tummy, so it can't be chotzeitz mipnei tumah. But that's only a small sheet of Teva Migdol. But here we are speaking about the Mefarshim explained by a large sheet of Teva Migdol, which is 40 saw of liquid and 2 kur of solid. If these kalim are so big, then they are not mekabel tuma. If they are not mekabel tuma, they are chotzes b'nei tuma. So the Gemara is asking, why can't the chaverim from Galil or the Amir Haaretz transport the yayin and shemen from Galil to Yehuda in a sheet of teva migdol? So why didn't the Mishnah discuss Galil? Your answer is not a good answer. So the Gemara answers, Hamanu Rebbe, who's this going to, according to Rebbe? The Omar oil Zorek Lakshmi oil. He says a moving oil is not considered an oil, and therefore will not be Chaitzis Bnei Tumah, and therefore the Yain and Shemen would become Tomei Midrabbanan because of the Gzera that was placed on Eretz Amim, which the Kusim are included in. The Sanya we learned in the Brisa. Hanichnas la'eretz amim, if somebody goes into eretz amim, b'shida tevo migdol, Rebbe metame, Rebbe considers that person tame, because oil, zarek, a moving oil, is not considered an oil. Rebbe Yitzhak Rebbe Yehuda, metar. And Rebbe Yitzhak Rebbe Yehuda is metar. But our mission is going according to Rebbe, and therefore, you could not transport it in a moving shida tevo migdol. Ask the Gemara v'leisav b'kli cheres. Why can't they bring it in an earthenware? And we know that earthenware is only tame from the inside, not from the outside. And here it will be speaking about an earthenware hamuk of tzamin pasul that is closed with a sealed cover, and that l'chayra should be a chatzitza for the tumah, because the tumah cannot penetrate inside the walls of the kli cheres. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer answered, Shoinen, as Rashi explained, the Tanoim taught us in a Brisa that Ein Hegdish Nitzel, but some apostle, that Hegdish cannot be saved if it's in a Klicheretz, which is in a sealed cover. Frey de Gemara, Vohatanya, we learned in a Brisa, and the Misar Shasha says, Vatnan. We learned it actually in the Mishnah Masech Tepora, Perikid Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Ein Chatos. As Rashi says, this means the Mei Efer Chatos of the Por Aduma. That water is not Nitzelas, it cannot be saved, but some Pasul. As the Sefri learns, because by the Mei Chatos, there's a special halacha that you have to put it B'makam Tar, and since the Torah speaks out clearly, it has to be Makam Tor, we say that even if it's in a Klicheres with a Tzomet Pusel, that is not considered a Makam Tor. So only by Mechatas is there a problem of a Klicheres in a Tzomet Pusel that it would be Tomei. My love, can't I deduce HaKadosh Nitzel? But by Hegdish, if it's in a Tzomet Pusel, it would be saved. It would not become Tomei. So again, my question comes back, why can't I transport the Hegdish, the wine and the Shemen from Galil to Yehuda in a Tzomet Pasul? Because only Mechatas has a problem in a Tzomet Pasul. The Gemara says, Loi, don't make that deduction. You know what you can deduce? Hamayim she'enem mekudashim nitzalin. If the water was already mixed with the mechatos, then it's not safe. Then it becomes tamei. However, what the Mishnah in Masech Tepor wants to deduce is that water that has not yet, as Rashi says, shaloi niten ha'efer alein adayin, it wasn't yet mixed up the ashes with the water, that is nitzolin. It means it is saved, and Rashi says, Uksherim lekatsha nachakach, and then afterwards you can be magdish this water, mix it with ashes, that it should become mechatas. That is, if it's not mekudashim yet, nitzolim b'tzomet pasul. But hegdish, we have no way to deduce from here. It could be that einachanami, hegdish, is not nitzol as well. Just like Mechatas, the only thing you can deduce is that Maim Sheinim Mekudashim is Nitzolim B'Tzomet Pasul. Ask the Gemara Kasha, V'Amaru Lola said, Chavraya the Chaverim, Midachon B'Galila, in Galil, they produce their wine and shemen in a state of tahara because they plan to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. As Rashi explains, how could they plan to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash if there is this strip of land, as you said, Ritzua shel kustom afsekes b'neihem? So how can the chaverim ever plan to bring the yayin and shemen from Golol to the Beis HaMikdash b'tahara? They're going to have to go through the land of the kustom, and on that there was a gzeira of Eretz Amim that whatever's carried there will become tamei. So the Gemara answers, manichet. What they plan to do, the chaverim, is they're going to leave it. They will produce it in tahara, but they will not bring it. Or as Rashi's girsa is, Shema Yavoy Eliyo. Perhaps Eliyo will come. V'yitarena. As Rashi explains, he will show them a path that goes through the Eretz Amim, and that path is tohar. It does not belong to the Eretz Amim, and then they'll be able to transport it through that path. But until Eliyo comes and tells us where that path is, we have to assume that that whole strip of land is Tamei. It's part of the Gzer of Eretz Amim, and until that time, the Chaverim, and certainly the Amaratzim, will not be able to bring any Yain and Shemen to the Beis HaMikdash from Golol, and that's why our Mishnah only spoke about the Nemonis of Ami Oretz in Yehuda. Continues the Mishnah, Ubishas Hagitos Nemonin Afala Truma, that at the time of the wine press and the olive press, the Ami Oretzim are believed even on Truma. As we explained, because there is a hefsed for Chaverim who will not be able to get the Truma of the Ami Oretzim during this period, which is the peak period of Truma, and also because everyone is busy at that time during the wine press and olive press, as Rashi said, Hakol mitaharin es kleihem, Rashi said in the Mishnah. And therefore, as the Chazon Ish explained, because of these two reasons together, the Ami Oretz are believed b'shas hagitos, even for Truma. Veremini, and the Gemara says, I'll ask you a question on this. We learned Hagomer Zesov, while a person is completing his olives and there is olive oil oozing out of the olives, and that oil is one of the seven liquids which is machshir and oichel to be makabel tuma, and the Amoritz wants to give it to a chaver, and the chaver shouldn't worry that the Amoritz has made a tamei. So what should the Amoritz do? Yeshayer kupa achas, he should leave over one box of olives before the completion of the olive pressing process. V'yitnen l'ani kayin, should give it to an ani who is a kayin. Because that halacha, that the oil is machshir the olives, the makabel tuma, that only takes place at the end of the process. But while we're in the middle of the process, before the end of the process, the oil will not be machshir the olives to be makabel tuma. Ask the Gemara, since it's speaking at the time of the olive press, why is it necessary for the Amoritz to give the Kohen, the Chaver, one box before the end of the process, even if it is at the end of the process, but it's at the time of the olive press, that season, and during that season, the Amoritz is believed that he was Shomer, that he was Matar, the Kalim, and that he was Shomer, the olives, B'Tahara. It would seem that at the time of the olive press, the Amoritz is not believed that he was Shomer b'Tahara. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman answers, like Kasher, this is not difficult, ha b'charfi, ha b'afli, that our Mishnah, which says that he is believed, is speaking about the early crop, b'charfi. So that is still during the olive press season. And then he's believed. But that which we learn that he should give it to the Kohen, Kupa Achas, before the end of the process, so that the oil should not be machshir, the olives to be makabel tuma, that's speaking about afli in the late crop. The late crop is already after the press season has ended, and then the amoritz is not believed by the chachamim on the tahara of these olives. What is an example of a late crop of olives? Like those that came from your father's house, which were of a late crop. Rabbi Yosef wants to give another answer to this stira that we had to the two Mishnayos. One was our Mishnah, one was a Mishnah in Taharis. He wants to give another answer to the Stira. Biglila Shanu. That Mishnah in Taharis was speaking in Galu. And Rabbi Yosef is of the opinion that the reason our Mishnah says Yehuda not Galil is not like we learned earlier, because there was a land that was mafsik between Yehuda and Galil, and even Chaverim could not transport their oil and wine without going through the Eretz Amim on which the Chachamim were Geizer Tuma, and therefore the Chaverim would not be able to bring yain and shemen from gold to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, which was in Yehuda, and that's why it doesn't speak about Galil. No. Rabbi Yosef is of the opinion that Amaratzim during the press season are only believed in Yehuda. They are not believed in Galil, because in Galil there were not many Chaverim, and therefore they could not supervise properly what the Amiorites were doing, and therefore the Amiorites in Galil were not believed on Truma during the olive or wine press season. This is how we will answer the steer in the Mishnayos. One Mishnah is speaking about Yehuda where he is believed, that's our Mishnah, and the Mishnah in Taharis is speaking in Gol where he's not believed. Esri Abai asked the question on this Teretz of Rabbi Yosef. We learned that Avra Yardin v'Golil Harehen ki Yehuda. They have the same halach as Yehuda concerning the nemonus of the Amoritz. Nemonim ala yayin b'shas yayin. The Amoritz is believed on the wine at the time of the wine press season. Vala shemen and on oil b'shas shemen at the time of the olive oil press season. Avaloy al yayin b'shas shemen. Valoy al shemen b'shas yayin. He's not believed on wine during the olive press. He's not believed on olives during the wine press. But what do we see? That during the right season, he's believed on olives during the olive season, or on wine during the wine press season. And we see that Galil has the same halacha as Yehuda. So l'chayr we see that Rabbi Yosef's answer of chilek between Galil and Yehuda is incorrect. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, Elam Chavarta Kiddushani Mekara. We will have to give the answer that we gave before, the first answer, which was a chilek between an early crop where he's believed and a late crop where the Amoritz after the season is not believed. Continues the Gemara to quote from the Mishnah, Avru Hagites Vabadim Vehevi Loi Chavish Ol Yayin, the Amoritz brought to the Chavar a barrel of wine. Lo yikabel adam yehemenu. We should not accept it from him, because since it's after the wine press season, the Amoritz is not believed. Avol, but the Amoritz manicha legas habo. He's able to leave it until the next wine press season. And even though this barrel came from the previous season, since now during the wine press season the Chachamim believed in Amoritz, so that old barrel from the last season he will be believed on to say that it is tor, so the Amoritz could leave it for the next season. Boy, me name Rav Sheshes. They asked the question, Rav Sheshes, Avar v'kibul o'maush anichan l'gasa bo. What the chaver was not supposed to receive the barrel from the Amoris after the season was over. He was supposed to wait till the next season. What happens if he did something wrong and he accepted the wine barrel after the season from the Amoris? Can he now leave it in his possession, in the chaver's possession, until the next wine press season and use it then? Amar lahu, so Rav Sheshes answered them, Tini Tuha, we learnt it in a Mishnah. As we turn to Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis, the Mishnah says, in Masechta Demai, Perek Vav Mishnah Tes, Chaver Vamoretz, a Chaver Namoretz, Shi Yarshu Asaviyem, that inherited from their father, and they inherited certain produce which was mukshar lekabel tuma, and the other produce was not mukshar lekabel tuma. So Amoritz Yachaloimer Loi, the chaver can say to his brother, the Amoritz, Tula Tochitin Shemamakim Ploini, you take the wheat that's in that area, that place, place X, Vani Chitin Shemamakim Ploini, and I will take the chitin that are in place Y. Or Tula Toyain Shemamakim Ploini, you take the wine that's in place X. I'll take the wine that's in area Y. In other words, you take the wheat or the wine that was mukshar lekabel tuma, and I'll take the wheat and the wine that was not mukshar lekabel tuma. And this can be done through Breira, where retroactively it's considered that the chaver was supposed to get what he winds up from his father, and the Amoritz gets what he was supposed to receive from his father. And there's no problem. If there are two separate items here, two minim, one is wet and one is dry, so the chaver should not say to the Amoritz, you take the wet one that is ready to be mekabel tuma, that was mukshar lekabel tuma. I'll take the dry one that was not mukshar lekabel tuma. Or tula sachitin, you take the wheat vanisayim, I'll take the barley. The wheat was prepared to be mekabel tuma and the barley was not, as Rashi explains, because since these are two minim, we cannot say huvra dovla mafreya, that you got what you deserved and I got what I was supposed to get as an inheritance from my father. We cannot say that because each of us received both minim, and therefore it is really considered, if I'm going to wind up with, let's say, the Sa'irim, which was not Mokshar Lekabel Tuma, and you're going to wind up with the Chitin, which were, it means I made a trade-off with you. That's like selling it to you. And the din is, you're not allowed to sell produce, which is Mokshar, prepared Lekabel Tuma, in Eretz Yisrael, where we suspect that the Amoritz will make that produce Tumei. There's an Isser to do that. You're over on Lifnei Iver. You are causing him to do a possible Aveira. If it's the same Min, except one part of the Min is ready to be Mekabel Tuma, one is not, then we could use Breira to say to retroactively, I got what I was supposed to get, you got what you were supposed to get. There's no Mechira here. But if it's two separate Minim, like Chitim and Sorim, then we have to say that each of us got both. And if I wind up only with the barley, it means that I made a trade-off with you. That's like Mechira. And then I'll be over on Lifnei Iver by causing you to do an Avera, because you, I have to suspect, will be Metame V'chitim, which are prepared to be Mekabel Tuma. The Tanya Allah, we learned, concerning that Mishnah. In Demai, Oisei Chaver, that Chaver, where he now has to receive the Lach and the Yavesh, and the Lach is ready, prepared, Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah, so he cannot use it for his own purposes. He has to consider it, even though he's not sure it became Tameh, he has to consider it as if it became Tameh in the hands of his brother, the Amoris. Soyrev halach, Tameh oil can be burnt. And even though there's a suffix Tameh, we allow him to burn it. And even Vadai Tomei oil, he's allowed to have Hanor from it in that way, not by consuming it, but by burning it. So he burns the Lach, Umanich the Yavish, he leaves over the Yavish, and the Yavish is not Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah, he makes sure that it stays Tor, and then he could consume the Yavish. So the question the Gemara has is, Amayanichenu L'Gasabo, if there is a solution that once he receives problematic produce from an Amoris who he's not allowed to believe kept it in a state of Tahara, why does he have to burn it? Let him leave it for the next press. And that was our Shiloh, which we asked on Amud Aleph. If he received something which he shouldn't have, may he leave it for the next press. L'chayr, from here you see, he's not allowed to leave it for the next press. Because if he could leave it for the next press and use it regularly, then why is the halacha that he has to burn it? The Gemara answers, B'davar she'en legas, it's speaking about something like, Rashi says, sheikhar tmorim, date beer, which has no press season, and therefore the Amoritz doesn't have the heter of our Mishnah that he's believed during the wine press or oil press that he kept it b'tahara. Phrased Gemara v'enechen el regel, let him keep it for the next yontiv. As Rashi brings down, we're going to learn further that during yontiv, the tumah of an Amoritz is lifted during yontiv. And then the Amoritz would be believed that it is Tahar. The Gemara answers, B'davar she'en mishamer l'regel, it's speaking about something which cannot wait till the regel, it'll spoil. And that's why the only eitzah for the Kohen is to burn it. Continues the Gemara quoting our Mishnah, V'im omer frashi l'tach revius Kohesh ne'emot. If he says that on the Truma, after the press season is over, that I separated inside of this barrel a revius of Kodesh, since he's believed on the Kodesh, he's also believed on the Truma. As we learned, Rashi in the Mishnah, it would be a bizoyin to say that Legabi de Kodesh, it's Tohar, and the other oil or wine that's in the barrel, which is Truma, is Tamei. It means the Kodesh was touching Me'orav with Tamei wine or oil. That would be a bizoyin to bring such wine or oil on the Mizbeach. So since he's believed on the Kodesh, he's believed on the Truma as well. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hassan, we learned there in a Mishnah in Alois, Moid Beishamim Beisil, Beishamim Beisil Armoda. Shabot Kin Lo Se Pesach, that you can check a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is a 100 Amor radius around a kever which has been plowed into the ground. And we are worried that there are bone fragments all over. So mid-a-raisa, the bone fragments are well below the earth level. They will not be metame. The Rabbanu were afraid that a person would do a maga, he would touch a bone fragment, which was as big as a barley, which would be metame. However, if a person is going to do the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, which must be done at a certain time. The halacha is he could check it by blowing on it, as we'll see in the Gemara, and then he can proceed to walk through this field and do his korban pesach. Shabbat can also pesach, but ve'ein bol can ochle truma. For ochle truma, he has to consider it. This bedika will not work. He has to consider it as if he's walking over bone fragments which are metamei. And as Rashi says, they'll have to wait the 7 days of tumah and have sprinkling of the afer of the parah duma, because there is no set time to eat truma, and therefore he should not have walked through this field in order to eat truma, because we take on the rabbanon that this field is tamei. My boy, what does it mean that you check on it? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Menapeach, he blows. Adam Be'Sapras, he blows so that if there is any bone that is a barley, he will see it, he'll blow it to the side, and he'll make sure that he's not walking on top of a bone fragment. Rav Chiya Bar Abba Mishmei De'ula Amar Be'Sapras Shenidash, if a Be'Sapras was trampled on, Tor is Tor. Why is it Tor? Because we say that the bone fragment was pushed to the side, or we say that it got broken and now it's less than a Sora barley and it's not Metamei. But when do we use that heter? That's only Loisei Pesach, for someone who's going through the Korban Pesach. Because then we say Loihemi du Devrayim B'Makom Koras, the Rabbanan who made the Isser of Beis HaPras did not let their words stand in a place of Korban Pesach, which there's a Chi of Koras on. But La'oichle Truma, concerning Truma, we cannot use the heter of blowing or the heter of trampling. Why? Because Amidu Devrayim B'Makom Misa. Because, as Rashi says, it is Misa B'dei Shemayim for a Tame to eat Truma. And there, the Rabbanan did not lift their Isser in a place of truma, which is misa bidei shemayim. He boiled Bnei had a question. Badak lepischai, what happens if somebody checked the base of pras for his korban pesach? Ma'u sheyachol b'trumasi, can he now use that heter for eating truma? He had a check for his pesach anyway. Can I allow him to go through the base of pras even for the truma? So the Gemara says, there's a machoikis. Ulo amar bodak lepischai mutalachal betrumasai. That once I allow him to be bodak the base of pras for his korban pesach, he's allowed to eat truma as well, and he did not become tamei. Rabba borar ulo amar bodak lepischai asalachal betrumasai. He argues, and he says that he only had a heter for korban pesach, he did not have a heter for truma, and he does become tamei. Amalehu Sabo, there was this elder Talmud Chacham that said, Lo siflik alei de ula, don't argue on ula. It's not because we learned in our Mishnah Kavasei, and that's why we bring this whole union of Beis HaPras into our Gemara, because we're going to bring a riot from our Mishnah. What did it say in our Mishnah? V'im amir frashi l'toich revi'ish kaidish neman, that even if it's after the wine press season, if he says that I separated a revius of the wine or of the oil for hegdish, he's believed even on the truma alma mid mehemen akaidish mehemen namen a truma, because it would be a bizoyan to say that the kaidish was mixed together with other wine that we consider tummy for truma. Such wine would be a bizoyan to bring it on the mizbeach. So since he's believed on Hegdish, on the Kodesh, he's also believed on the Truma. Hachanami in our Shaila here of Beis HaPras, mid Mehemen HaPesach, since he's believed on the Korban Pesach, Mehemen Nami HaTruma, he's also believed on the Truma, and he doesn't become Tameh because we allowed him to go through the Beis HaPras by means of blowing or trampling. So since we allowed it for Korban Pesach, we allowed it for Truma as well. And where do we learn it from? We learn it from our Mishnah. The Mishnah continues to be explained by the Gemara. We learned in our Mishnah, Kadi Yam, Kadi Shemen, Hamid Dumois. that if you have barrels of wine or of oil that have a mixture, the simple pshat, as Rashi said in our Mishnah, is that it has a mixture of tevel, which is truma and chulun mixed together. So then the halacha was that the Amoritzes believed during the wine press and olive press season, and 70 days before as well, to say that it was tohar. Tana, we learned, ein nemanim le'al kakanim, that the Amoritz is not believed on the barrels. The loyal truma is not believed on truma. Kankanim demai, what kind of barrels are we speaking about? E kankanim. If we are speaking about, kankanim means jugs. If we're speaking about jugs of Kodesh, why wouldn't he be believed on the jugs of Kodesh? Since he's believed on the Kodesh, he's believed on the jugs. Again, it would be a bizoyan to say that the oil or the wine that's in the jugs is tohar, but the jugs themselves are tummy. And then to go bring that wine or oil on the Mizbeach, that would be a bizoyan. So since he's believed on the wine or oil, he's also believed on the jugs. Ela kankan de trum. Ela, are you going to say that he's only believed on Kodesh, but on Truma he's not believed? And these are jugs of Truma, and he's not believed on jugs of Truma. Pshita. That's simple. What do we have to tell us that for? Hasha Truma loy mehemen. Akankana mehemen. He's not believed on the Truma that's contained within the jugs. Should I say that on the jugs he is believed? Of course he's not believed on the jugs either. Ela berei kanim de Kodesh ubishar yumaisa shana. The Gemara says that we are speaking about two cases. One case is the empty jugs of Kodesh the whole year, because an Amoritz is believed on Kodesh, as we learned in our Mishnah, a whole year because of Amos HaKodesh. But the case is that he emptied out the Kodesh, and now all he has left are the empty jugs. So there we say he's not believed. Ubimalein the truma, or filled ones with truma, ubishas agitois, and it's at the time of the wine press, the time of the olive press. So even though he's believed concerning these filled jugs on the truma itself, he's not believed on the jugs. In the case of Kodesh, once the Kodesh is emptied out, we don't say there's Amos HaKodesh on the jugs, so therefore he's not believed on the jugs. He's only believed on the Hegdish while the Hegdish was in the jugs, but not on the jugs themselves once they're emptied out. And Truma, even while they're full, he's only believed on the Truma, he's not believed on the jugs. So the Gemara is going to ask a question on this from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, that if you have barrels of wine or barrels of oil that are jugs, again, kade means jugs, jugs of wine and jugs of oil, hamudu mois, that are mixed all together, they have tevel in them. So he's believed on what's in the jugs, and it would seem he's believed on the jugs also. My love, isn't this speaking about medumos de truma? The simple pshat in demai is, damua means that you have tevel, you have a mixture of truma and chulin. And it says that the Amoretz is believed not only on the truma, but he's also believed on the jugs. So we see that you are believed on the jugs which contain the truma within it. Amri de Rabbi Chiya, no. He's not believed on jugs of truma. Medumo is the kodesh. What it means here, damua, means that there is kodesh involved. So when there is the kodesh in the jug, he's believed on the jug also. But on truma, he would not be believed on the jug. Frey de Gemara, mi ikedimu le kodesh. where do we find such a concept of dimua bakaidesh? Dimua, as Rashi explains, we only find by truma, because you have a mixture of chulin and truma together, and it's all mixed together and waiting. You have a chiyuv to separate the truma from the chulin. But by kaidesh, there's no chiyuv to separate kaidesh from a barrel of oil or wine. So how can you have a concept of dimua? How can you call it medumois? Amri Rebbe Rabbi Loi, they answered, b'metar estivloi, lito mimenu nesachim, where a person prepared his truma, his tevel, that he's going to separate the truma from the chulin, he's going to do it in a state of tahara, and he has in mind that he's going to take nesachim from this barrel, he's going to take wine of hegdish to bring it as a nesachim on the mizbeach. And therefore, since we believe him on the kodesh, we believe him also on the truma, and we believe him also on the barrel, because it would be a bezoyin to take wine for nesachim for the mizbeach, that legabe the wine, I say it's tohar, and legabe truma or legabe the kankanim, I'm going to say it's tame. That would be a state of bezoyin. And therefore, since he's believed on the wine, he's believed on the truma, and he's believed on the jugs themselves. As we explained in the Mishnah, since it's not real kodesh, so we don't say it's emes hakodesh totally, and therefore he's not believed the whole year. He's only believed 70 days before. It's only a potential that he will separate kodesh from it later on. But that potential at least gives him 70 days, because those are 70 days in which people begin, the early bird will begin to be matar his kalim 70 days before the wine press, and from that time on, the amoritz is believed. Continues the Gemara quoting our Mishnah, he's believed, kaidim legita shivim yayim, amra abaya, says abaya, shma mino, we learn from here, dino, it's a din, the ilave arisa lemitrach agulfe shivim yamin mekami matzarta. That if I hire a sharecropper to work with my jugs of wine, he has an obligation to busy himself with the preparation of the kalim, that's what agulfi means, 70 days before the pressing season. That's what you see from our Mishnah. That's when people begin to prepare their kalim. The Rambam does not bring this halacha, and the Meforshim explained that the Rambam understood that this is not really a din, even though Abaya says we see a din. It doesn't mean actually that an arisa is mechuyev to start 70 days before, but the Mishnah just meant it as an eitzah taiva. And that's what Abaye understood from our Mishnah. It's an eitzah taiva to begin preparing the kalim 70 days before, as we see they used to begin to be metar the kalim.